It might be hard to imagine, but before 1970, factories could unendingly spew black, toxic clouds into the air. Our national industrial companies could dump millions of tons of toxic waste into our oceans. And here in Maryland, manufacturing companies could put their poisonous byproducts straight into the Chesapeake Bay. And it was all perfectly legal. At the time, there was no EPA, there was no Clean Air Act, and there was no Clean Water Act. Companies unleashing harmful contaminants into the environment 40-plus years ago could not be taken to court to stop their damaging and irresponsible behaviors. Until that 1970 spring day when Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson created Earth Day as a way to force this issue onto the national agenda. 20 million Americans demonstrated in different cities on April 22nd, and it worked. Later that year, Congress authorized the creation of the United States Environmental Protection Agency, a new federal organization to tackle environmental issues. And since then, we've celebrated today, April 22nd, as Earth Day. It's the 44th anniversary of the celebration, and much has changed. Beyond the laws and regulation in our country that make toxic dumping on par with the 1970s impossible, Earth Day now includes demonstrations in 192 countries and is the largest secular holiday in the world, with more than 1 billion participating adults and children each year. Locally, there are tons of ways to get into spring sunshine, embrace the day, on your own or with your family. Check out the 11th annual Baltimore Green Week, which runs through Saturday. There are events ranging from storm drain stencil workshops and invasive plant removal sessions to healthy harbor tours and nature walks for all levels throughout Baltimore City and County. Tomorrow, you can spend your lunch hour learning about alternative energy. Thursday night, the Creative Alliance will screen an award-winning documentary called A River Changes Course. On Friday, there's tree planting at Dr. Martin Luther King Elementary School on Greenspring Avenue. There's even a big EcoFest bash this Saturday in Druid Hill Park. Have a group of like-minded friends? Why not organize a stream or park cleanup? Pull on your boots and gloves, grab a trash bag, and head out to your neighborhood's green spaces. A few years ago, over 5,100 volunteers manned over 200 Maryland cleanup sites and removed more than 300,000 pounds of trash in just 4 hours. That's proof that anyone and everyone can make a difference to our natural nearby areas. Contact your local nature center to help you partner with other volunteers to make an important local impact. Or perhaps you're a runner. Hit the trails at the Tree Hugger 5K this Sunday. It's a fast, fun, 3-mile loop through forests, meadows, and wetland borders. You're bound to see some great wildlife on top of supporting environmental education with your race fee. There's also Springfest this Sunday at Irvine. Expect live music, a rock climbing wall, upcycled jewelry making, healthy food cooking demos, and even a life-size twister board. Bring a picnic lunch and make a day of it. It's a great way for the youngest Marylanders to learn about and celebrate Earth Day. No matter what you do to acknowledge this green holiday, I hope you'll take the following to heart. Make Earth Day every day. Commit to protecting the environment. Recycle. Take action. Learn, teach, and share in honor of our planet. And commemorate all the hard work we've done together over the last 44 years towards bringing an end to the pollution of our past. To learn more, visit www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. I hope to see you at one of the many great events happening around the area this weekend. I'm Brooks Paternot, Executive Director of Irvine Nature Center for WYPR, your NPR news station. Happy Earth Day!